From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Libya has admitted to developing weapons of mass destruction, and it has agreed to dismantle them and allow international inspections. At the White House, President Bush said the agreement came after months of private negotiations between the U.S., Britain, and Libya. Mr. Bush praised Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi for taking, quote, essential steps.
With today's announcement by its leader, Libya has begun the process of rejoining the community of nations. And Colonel Gaddafi knows the way forward. Libya should carry out the commitments announced today.
NPR's Don Gagne joins us from the White House. Don, through his statement and with the urgency of this hastily arranged statement, the president signaled that this is a significant development, but what's actually known about Libya's weapons program?
There are organizations that keep track of such things. One of them is the Henry Stimson Center. It says Libya has been producing chemical weapons since the early 1980s, producing a stockpile of 100 tons of blister and nerve agents. And there's one key plant there. If operated at full capacity, it could produce more than 100 tons annually. Libya also once used small amounts of mustard gas agents against Chad, which is its neighbor to the south. There has also been Libyan research and development on biological agents, but U.S. officials say there's little evidence that it's really progressed into actual production. And then another organization, the Monterey Institute of International Studies, says Libya has been seeking to buy or develop nuclear weapons for about 30 years, but in that area it's considered to have a very rudimentary nuclear program.
Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, has been for a time trying to revive his image and shed a pariah status. He also recently settled with families of the Lockerbie bombing case. Has the Bush administration shown any signs that it's preparing to ease sanctions on the country? And did the president say anything about the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing?
Well, the president put Libya's recent actions, in that case, the Lockerbie bombing, as evidence that Gaddafi has begun to take the kind of steps necessary to bring his country, as we just heard him say, back into the community of nations. Gaddafi has denounced terrorism as part of that process. The president said, though, given the troubled history with Libya, any words, any promises and pledges need to be measured against real, actual progress, and that is what will determine if, say, sanctions are to be eventually lifted.
President Bush said he hoped this would send a message to other countries. That seemed to be a warning to Iran and North Korea. What's the message he hopes to send?
That there are choices they can make, that they don't need to go the way Iraq has gone, that diplomacy can resolve these things. He also said old hostilities need not go on forever. Recall, too, that in the 80s, Gaddafi was public enemy number one in the region as far as the U.S. was concerned. He was a leading sponsor of terrorism. He was once viewed as Saddam Hussein, later came to be viewed. So the president says this is positive, that Gaddafi is taking steps that serve the interest of his own people. Others can as well.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thank you very much.
My pleasure.